Welcome to Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen, and I am the host of Debatatorium 2006. Now, this is a debate show in which we debate the problems of the world, hopefully to solve them once for all, but I guess that's up to you, the listener. It is a tournament-style debate, meaning that the winner of last week's show and this week's show will end up debating each other. But however, for this show, we do have two brand new debaters. So let's introduce our two wonderful, very knowledgeable debaters. Debater number one.
Yes, I'm Solomon Namreb.
Solomon
Namreb.
Namreb.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about yourself, please.
Well, I was born a number of years ago, and for much of the first part of my life, I was very young. But today, I have worked my way up to the top, and I'm much taller than I was then. And I'm now the General Secretary of the Fascist Party of Zimbabwe.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, debater number two.
Hello, I am Good Hitler.
Good Hitler.
Yes. Not to be confused with that other one.
Okay, tell us, a bit about yourself. I want to know.
Well, I'm an Austrian painter. I enjoy long walks on the beach and doggies.
I'm sorry, you're a painter and you're from Austria?
Yes.
But you're not the other Hitler? Are you Adolf Hitler?
Yes, just the good one.
A different Adolf Hitler. Who is the same?
Listen, don't you ever read comic books? There's always a good one and a bad one from a parallel universe.
Oh, you're the other. You're from another.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a nice universe. But at any rate, all right.
It's okay, except for Bad Gandhi.
Oh, that's harsh. But
he's kind of a dick.
Here's the thing. This week, of course, as both of the debaters know, we are debating, once and for all, we should be able to put this to bed. We're debating women's rights and whether what they are in general, whether women should have rights and whether they're getting enough of them right now. Now, of course, as we all know, Mr.
Namreb.
Namreb, of course, is in favor of women's
yes,
rights.
Yes, I women's love liberation. Women's rights a lot.
And Good Hitler believes that women don't deserve rights.
Well, it'll be clarified during the debate.
All right. Well, you get to begin us as the opposition voice. So please start us off.
Yes. Well, I have to admit, Frank. May I call you Frank?
You may.
Excellent. I've always been somewhat torn on the subject of women's rights. After all, it's very clear that when I was born in the earliest part of the 20th century, that women clearly did not enjoy the kind of rights they were obviously entitled to.
Well, if they didn't enjoy them, what do they need them for, right? Is that what you're saying?
What?
If they didn't enjoy their rights.
Don't be ridiculous. I think what I would like to say at the beginning of the 21st century is that women's rights has been sort of piloted by certain elements of the feminist movement who seek not to improve the lot of women everywhere, but to create a sort of gender nationalism, a sort of identity that is harmful for all involved.
This is a very serious argument.
Well, yes.
Well,
Debatatorium 2006 is not for screwers around.
No, it's a very serious show. You're absolutely right. And as I'm sure debater number one will recoil.
Oh, yes, it's a serious show. I'm a very serious man. Now, let me explain my position. Sitting down, to be precise. Now, when I was born, I have to say I knew very few women.
Oh, yes?
Only one.
Which one?
Her name was... I can't remember her name. She was the nurse that took me out of my mother.
Okay.
I remember her face well, both sides of it. And I never knew her again. And you have to imagine this is a traumatic experience for a young man. To meet this woman in a moment, a very intimate moment. You may remember I was completely naked. Being taken out of the uterus of my own mother. And this woman who was doing it has never met me before. And I never see her again.
Were you heartbroken?
Yes. This is my first experience of women. Now, as soon as I get out, I can see what had been around me all the time. My mother, it was Susan Namdi, the second woman I had ever met in my life.
Mm.
And she seemed to have complete control over everything I did. I could not eat without her permission. In fact, I could not eat without her helping me.
Wow.
It put me in a very inferior position. And let me tell you, even when I was growing up, all the people I knew very few women. They were all young girls because they put me in school with people my own age. I thought that was fair, not at all.
So,
go on.
So I just want to clarify. So it sounds to me like you're saying that women are better, are more important than men and actually should do everything for men.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you know, let me tell you, I grew when I was about how old? Maybe late teens, early 20s, and all around me suddenly there seemed to be women. And somebody said to me, what do you think of women's rights? I say, I like both sides, you know? I don't even know the question. Because women seem to me to be the total source of power in the world. And let me tell you what the fascist thinks.
Okay.
The fascist here in Zimbabwe, we think that the Roman Empire should return to the world, like the fasci in the Roman Empire.
Okay.
This is what Mussolini says. And Mussolini, he was kind enough to take over Ethiopia up in the north. And we think, well, what if they had not lost World War II? We would have all of Africa like Rome. Rome was a place where the women owned the home. They had control of everything in the home. And they left the men out there to go and do, you know, whatever they would do, the senators, or unimportant work, sitting around all day in the government making laws. And we think making laws, this is irrelevant to the real government of the world, which is getting people fed, which is what women, they did to me. I got me fed. I still eaten today.
Okay. Now, I think, okay, so if I'm reading you right.
Yes.
This is your feminist stance.
I can't write. You listen to me.
Okay, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes.
Your feminist stance is that women are better than men, they hold all the power, and that's why they should do more housework.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah, very feminist
because
position.
Leave the men to go do other
unimportant
government
things, yes.
And get money. Money is paper, it's a piece of paper.
Now,
we need to get people fed.
Speaking of fascism,
yes.
Hitler, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, you don't remind me of the Hitler we used to know, I have to say.
Well, no. He was a murderous psychopath.
No, well, he sort of, yeah. But, he had something.
I mean, we can't all be jerks. Some of us Hitlers need to make the others look good.
You're off to a, so far, lousy start. I mean, not because I think you're bad, but because he's very bad, and you'd have to be exceedingly good.
Well, yes, I would think that my lifetime of charity work would speak for itself. But oh wait, that's in a cooler universe than this one. I'm sorry.
All right, well, speaking of...
Perhaps if you tried harder to be born in a place with good Hitler, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Actually, we do have an expert on the line.
Yes, hello. My name is Gladys, and I'm the press liaison for WATER. It's spelled WATOR. It stands for Women Against Their Own Rights.
Water. I love water. Drinks very good stuff.
Yes, well, this is a different one. Although I am here to sort of support your position, sir.
Oh, thank you, madam.
Yes.
No, he's for women's rights.
I am for the women's rights, all sides of the women.
Which is why I say, in a way, I am here to support his position. You see, at Water, we believe that the female gender is very, very strong and very, very spirited. And along those lines, we're afraid that the more rights you give women, they will just take over the world and they will abolish the male gender and thus lead to the extinction of the human race.
Well, that's all right. What we want is the right women taking over the world. We want our wives taking over the world, not the wives of the communists or the other parties. We want the fascist women taking over the world.
Well, hold on, Herr Namrep. If I understand you correctly, then the idea of women taking over, outlawing men, and wiping out the human race in a single generation is okay by you?
No, we don't outlaw the men. The women come, they take over, they don't outlaw the men, they feed the men, and they clean up for them, you know? It's not outlaw, it's a kindness.
Now, I think that this sounds promising in some ways.
What, the feeding of men or the outlawing of men?
Oh, no, the feeding part.
Oh, that's good, because you were coming across very ambiguous.
All my life I have eaten, and it is something I've grown very used to. I like to continue in the future.
Now, I don't understand. Good Hitler.
Yes?
Why are you against giving women the right to clean up after men?
I'm not against giving women the right to clean up after men. I'm worried that if it is expanded too far, then as Miss Gladys, was it?
Yeah.
Miss Gladys of Water is claiming, then...
Oh, it's water.
Well, yes.
It wouldn't be, like, I don't know what V would stand for. It would W, woman.
Vimin, of course.
No, that's not a word.
Vermin, it stands for vermin.
Vermin, yes. That would be about rats, probably.
Rats? Rats don't have... Well, rats should have more rights, because they are some of God's creatures,
okay.
All of which should be treated with love.
All right, Hitler. You're pro-rats, anti-women. You know, I don't think
you don't sound like a good Hitler
to me.
Listen, bad Frank Allen.
Now, there's only one Frank Allen here.
I'm sorry, I was trying to be really nice about this, Mr. Allen, but listen. When I first made contact with your counterpart in my universe, he was an okay guy. And so I had my worst suspicions and about, you know, you being kind of a tool. And then I come here and I think, wow, this Frank Allen, he is okay. Perhaps it is not a good Frank Allen and a bad Frank Allen, but a good Frank Allen and an okay Frank Allen. But no.
But, you know.
Now you come back with your flibbity-blee at me.
No, because you're the one who's saying rats should have rights and women should
rats
be
should have more rights. Women's rights should be curtailed reasonably.
Women should be saddled with, you know, jobs and things like that.
I wholeheartedly agree.
You think women should be saddled with jobs?
Just not important ones.
Wait, I thought you were against. Who are you supporting here, woman?
I am not for women's rights. I am against women's rights. That's why my organization is called Women Against Their Own Rights.
But you said you were going to support Mr.
Because he was describing females as extremely powerful, which is true.
Oh, well, all right. Well, we actually, okay, well, if we can put you on hold for just a minute, we do have another expert here we wanted to get to before we wrap up.
Yes, hello. This is Ray Spifida, and I am a beer commercial lobbyist.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Oh, yes, thank you, thank you.
Now, please, go right ahead. I don't want to stop you.
Okay, well, I just have to say that I am all for women's rights.
Good.
Personally, me and my company, we have donated billions of dollars investing in a new thong that does not cause yeast infections.
Now, that's very helpful.
Yeah, that's good, Vuk.
That's very helpful.
Right.
Wait, now,
hold on. A lot of women appreciate that, I'm sure.
But I hate yeast infections.
Okay, but that's women's rights to not have a yeast infection.
Yes,
and
that
you're
should
against
be a,
rights.
That should be a right that they have. That, they should not have the right to
if
say.
If such a thing exists, they should have the right not to be infected.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, please, continue, sir.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I think that girls should be able to, you know, run around in public, bouncing around any way they like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're talking about the right to, for women to be topless?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, among other things.
Yes.
Would you go and would you be so authoritarian as to prevent women from wearing no clothes if they so choose with their own libertarian choosing?
Well, yes.
Now, you would.
Yes.
And you are a good Hitler.
Yes. I mean, think about it. I'm driving around in my Mercedes-Benz from, say, the Grünstrasse to the Brunstrasse, and I see, on the way, let's pick a famous celebrity, Eva Braun. Never met her, heard very nice things. And she is, you know, she's walking around with it all hanging out. My first response is, oh, hey, it's a lady. So, of course, I will slow down, and...
You never met her?
No.
That's funny. Because, you know, in this world...
What about it?
Don't say a thing.
Never mind.
Don't say a thing.
But now, so I'm, of course, turning my head, slowing down to savor this moment, and then all of a sudden, bad Einstein rear-ends me, and
no,
then...
No, see, that's Einstein's fault. That's not Ava's fault.
It's not.
Did Bud Einstein not invent the nuclear bomb?
Precisely.
Did he?
Okay.
And that's a bad thing?
Well, yes, because then instead of nuclear weapons, there was an enormous biological plague that wiped out 3/4 of humanity.
Oh.
And it didn't get Hitler.
Of course not. I eat healthy. I work out.
All right. Unfortunately, we are coming close to the end. We do have to get to our final argument, so to speak. Mr. Hitler, why don't you try to defend yourself here?
My argument is not against women's rights, all told. It is that women have, perhaps, an excess of rights that should be closely curtailed. We should be careful to make sure that women do not get too many rights, and that in the process of empowering women, we don't disenfranchise men, dogs, rats,
now, what rights
dolphins.
Is it that women have that you want to take away?
Well, first of all, this walking around topless thing seems excessive, don't you think?
Yeah!
No, he said excessive, not extreme.
Well, I would say both. But I think that Mr. Bifida means it in a very different context from me. But rights that women should be curtailed, among other things, eating meat.
What?
Eating meat.
Should be curtailed.
Yes,
why?
Entirely. Just like it should be for men and lions.
Lions. Sir, why don't you tell him?
Yes, I want to explain my position. I want you to imagine a world. I'll paint a word picture. Imagine a world where we say to the women of the world, women of the world, this is how we address them. Women of the world, you are no longer allowed to clean up for the men. What happens to the world? It becomes very, very messy. Nobody likes anymore. And then we said to the women of the world, women, you are no longer allowed to wash the men's clothes. They all walk around in dirty clothes. And we say, women, you are no longer allowed to feed the men. All the men in the world starve to death. And you know what a scientist will tell you if he hears this story?
What's that?
He'd tell you it's the end of the world because you need the man and the woman to reproduce to make a child. And you to have an adult, you first need to have a child. That is the way the development of the human being goes. So you take away the women's right to feed the men. You get no more men, you get no more people. It's a very simple way. You have to give the women's rights to save the planet.
That's a pretty compelling argument. Is it compelling enough? That's the entire... question. And of course, I gotta tell you, that closing argument swayed me. Hitler wins.
Oh.
Hitler wins.
Well, no, Mr. Nomweb, I was very impressed with your arguments.
I'm sorry, good Hitler wins. Good Hitler wins.
You are much better than, say, bad Nomweb.
There is a bad Nomweb, so I am the good Nomweb.
Yes, of course.
I always knew it. I live happy, even though I lose.
Well, that's very good. You all know at home, of course, that means we should start curtailing women's rights just a bit. Don't let them get out of control.
For instance, stop eating meat. Don't be a jerk.
And also, of course, this does mean that good Hitler will go on to the next round of our debatatorium tournament. Mr. Nomreb, thank you for being here. You may be able to come back as one of the wild cards. We'll see.
Thank you very much for the opportunity and for the chance to air my views on the radio.
And we'll talk to everybody else next week on Debatatorium 2006.